In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Happy seventh day of Christmas. I'm trying to remember from the song, I know it's not 12 Lords Leaping, what is the seventh day? Seven swans are swimming, is that right? Okay. Today we celebrate the first Sunday after Christmas. When I was growing up in the Presbyterian Church, as a young man, I was a little bit confused about the 12 days of Christmas. Early on, as a, young preteen, I thought, okay, 12 days of Christmas. What's December 13th have to do with it? I counted backwards to December 13th. And then later realized, oh, it goes until Epiphany tide. And you can see our wise men, the Magi, haven't quite made it over here to the manger. From our gospel reading today on this first Sunday after Christmas, I'd like to focus on a couple of things. What has come into being in him, in Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of all people. That light gives life. There was a man sent from God named John. He came as a witness to testify to the light. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. How do we, as we are in the near end of 2023 and beginning of 2024, how do we testify to the light? How do we in our lives testify to the light of God found in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? Well, as many of you know, Dennis and I live downtown across from Chase Field, and whenever there's a baseball game, sometimes there's a fellow on the corner there with a megaphone and some type of amplification device, and he's preaching. He's testifying. He's doing what he feels God has called him to do. Now, we're a little more reserved in the Episcopal Church, right? We don't really find ourselves on street corners doing that. So we testify in a different way, right? Through our life, through our love of God, following the precepts of Jesus of kindness and compassion, helping those who are hurting, feeding the hungry, clothing those who need it, helping to lessen the suffering in the world. How do we testify also in our own way? You see, the law indeed was given through Moses, the great Ten Commandments. The first four of those, as you know, are our relationship with God, and the last six, our relationship with neighbor. The law was given to Moses, and yet grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And God made him known. How do we make Jesus known? How do we reflect that back so others can see Christ in us? Recently, I heard a story from someone in our parish, and it was about something called a holy family tree. You know, the holy family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Has anyone ever heard of a holy family tree specifically? So on this tree, you'll find little depictions of the Holy Family, maybe an icon that's framed and hung as a Christmas ornament. Maybe there'll be some acrylic paint or oil that someone has done to depict the Holy Family. Maybe there's a sketch to depict the Holy Family. But also on this Holy Family tree, there is a little framed mirror throughout the tree, 5, 6, 7, just a frame of a mirror. And the purpose of that is that when you stand at the tree and you look at the Holy Family and you look into the reflection of ourselves, we realize we too are a part of the Holy Family. That's the purpose, that we are part of that story. And the story begins at Christmastide when our Lord is born. The mirror reminds us, when we look into it, that we are part of that narrative of the incarnation of Jesus. As we look into that tree, we also can see ourselves looking back, right? That the Christ in us is looking back at us. And that others can see the Christ in us as we reflect that to the world. So how does your, if you were to have one, Holy Family tree look like? How is God's love made through the incarnation of Jesus Christ reflected in your family? And the friends that you choose or have chosen you? How do we make our life holy? How are we set apart and aside as Christians who are in the world, not of the world, in our holy family tree? How is our life sacred? How is our life sanctified? We had, how many of you were here at the 6 p.m. service on Christmas Eve, by the way? As you know, it was packed. There was about 20 empty seats in the whole church. Supermajority, 75%, I might have remembered some from a year ago. We have our Christmas and Easter folks, which, and one of the things that is important and clergy to remember is we don't shame people for coming to church once or twice a year. As I said in my Christmas Eve sermon, we're glad that you decided to spend your Christmas with us. We're blessed by your presence and your life with us tonight. And as I was preaching and looking out over the faces of many of people who I had never seen before, I saw a yearning to understand what the message is of Jesus coming into the world in their lives, in their context, on December 24th, 2023. And as we think about that, I would direct you to the collect of the day at the front of your bulletin. We prayed, Almighty God, you have poured out upon us the new light of your incarnate word, the new light of Jesus Christ. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives. So how does that light shine forth in your life? Light of Jesus, the light of love, the light of compassion, the light of God, the light of grace, the light of forgiveness, and forgiveness, and forgiveness as people, as we continue to try to practice. So as we near the end of 2023 and about to begin 2024, I would invite you to take an inventory of your light. Is the light shining brightly? Is the light on a dimmer switch? Is it dim right now? And is there something keeping you from putting that dimmer switch all the way up to shine brightly? One of the things that I said in my Christmas Eve sermon, as we try to say every year, especially to folks who may not hear a lot of message about God's love, is that God loves us no matter what. There's nothing we can do to earn that love. God loves us just the way we are. Just the way we are, all of our eccentricities and foibles and sinfulness and separateness and holiness and all of that kind of amalgamation of what makes a human being. So that gives us great joy in this time of joy and peace. The Advent wreath, the joy candle, the candle of peace, the candle of love. So my prayer for us today, my friends, as we end this year and begin the new one, where is your light on that switch? And how can you get it all the way up to the maximum? knowing that you are loved just the way you are. And so that your holy family tree can reflect that life into the world, that we are all part of this incarnation story. And for that, we are grateful and give thanks to God in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.